Attention all units, all listening stations, National Weather Service in Norman has issued a tornado warning. A tornado warning for 4 Northwest Bryan County. If you're in Silo, Meade, Willow Springs, on up toward Kennefic, this is a tornado warning. Repeat, a tornado warning for Silo, Meade, Kennefic, Willow Springs. National Weather Service is indicating a possible tornado in Marshall County moving to the northeast. Again, this is a tornado warning for Meade, Silo, Kennefic, Willow Springs.
1400 EOC.
Go ahead, 1400.
Do we have anybody out in the West Potter County?
Got people going that way, but don't have anybody there yet. It's still over in Marshall. Can you get that direction?
Heading that way right now.
Okay. It still is over by Medill, south of Medill. So we've got a little time, but if you can get over there, it'd be good.
Yes, sir. Heading that direction.
1400, it looks like right now it's south of Kingston to the southwest of Kingston, movement to the northeast at about 25 miles an hour.
Okay, I'll head over towards the lake and see if I can get up high enough to see anything.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks. Attention all units, all listening stations, again, if you're listening to us this morning. National Weather Service has just issued a tornado warning for most of Marshall and Northwest Bryan. If you're in Willow Springs, Meade, Silo, or Kennefic, you're in the warned area. Again, if you're in Willow Springs, Meade, Silo, or Kennefic, you're in the warned area.
1404
ELC. Go ahead, Jeff.
10-8.
Okay. If you'll hit the bypass and get west as well.
Pretty safe.
EM-21 to ELC.
21, go.
Where you aim at?
North toward Caddo.
Receive north toward Caddo.
Brian, 20.
Attention all units, all listening stations. If you're just joining us this morning, National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for 4 Northwest Bryan County. That includes the Willow Springs area, Meade, Silo, and Kennefic. NWS radar indicates at 6:20 a cell possibly tornadic southwest of Kingston. Movement is to the northeast at about 25 miles an hour. Again, that is if you are in Willow Springs, Meade, Silo, and Kennefic, you're in the affected area. All units in the field, if the storm track is true, it still is keeping it in the Marshall County area. At this time, it's at 6:35, projected to be from Highway 70, looking west between 270 and 290 degrees, roughly, to your west.
1400 EOC.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Passing through me, I'm going to try to get out to Willow Springs, get out on that point where I can see across the lake, unless you think I need to go ahead and go across to the old resort.
No, don't go there. You'll be in the path, I think, if you go there. Hold up at Willow Springs, 1401, if I get you to go north on Silo Road, north on Silo Road.
I think 1404 is the one that's out.
Correction, my bad. 1404, did you copy north on Silo Road?
Yeah, do you want me up there or do you want me here at the bypass?
No, go ahead and get on the bypass, go north on Silo Road. You'll have a good vantage point from there about just before you get to 78. You'll have a great vantage point.
Great thing.
21.
Go ahead for 21.
21, Dairy Queen there at Caddo on the hill.
Receive.
Mobile.
AM 15, I am in service, just going past the intermediate school.
Okay, very good. I need you at 48 and 22.
Received, I'm heading that way.
Sir, are you two men or a single?
I'll be single.
That's clear, thank
you. Clear AM to EM1.
Go ahead, clear.
The clear a safe room was activated at 25.
Thank you, bud.
1400 EOC.
1400, go ahead.
In position, Willow Springs. A lot of low-hanging clouds. Nothing looks like it's lowering at this point.
Very good. Thank
you. EM21 to EOC. At Dairy Queen and Caddo.
Good. Give me a report. I need you to be looking to your west, southwest. Need a report.
So far, lightning strikes out that way. Dark clouds. Can't see anything visible at this point in time.
Okay. Very good. Thanks.
1400 EOC.
14. Good.
Sitting at Willow Springs. The wall cloud is moving across. I do have a lowering that has some slight rotation to it, coming right across in front of me. Nothing real strong, but there is some rotation and a significant lowering.
Okay. Are you in a safe zone or you need to move back?
Yes, sir. This is going to pass to the north of me and probably along the Highway 70 area.
Okay, very good. Are you clear on that 1404? You're going to be going right about in that path, so you need to be...
Receive. I pulled over here at 70 and the water department here at Kersey.
Okay, do you have a good visual?
Yeah, I got a pretty good visual. I ain't seeing nothing at this time, though. Just a lot of lightning.
Okay, very good.
1400, I'm going to send you a picture. 1400 EOC, I'm going to send you a picture of this lowering. It does not, I mean, it's a significant lowering, but it does not look like any rotation at this point.
Okay, very good, Jeff. Just stay right on that. Give me what you would anticipate its exact location to be right now.
Directly north along Willow Springs Road, probably less than a quarter mile south of Highway 70.
Okay, very good. Okay, 1404, that'll be, you should have a good view of that from where you're at. Let me know, you might sneak north a little bit on Silo where the curves are, and we'll just keep working you north on Silo Road.
Great,
15, give me a report from where you're at right now, give me your location.
EM15, I'm almost to 48 and Nails Crossing Road. As I'm driving, I'm looking back to my west, and I can see a line out there. At this point, I can't tell any structure on it. I'll be stopped here in about a minute and a half, and I'll be able to tell you more.
Okay. They have extended the warning. They've done another tornado warning that stays on the same track. Takes it right about Kennefic, takes it west of Caddo on up toward Caney is where it is. So you need to be head on a swivel right there.
15 received.
Okay, 21 from Caddo, I need a report.
So far, all I can see is lightning, and it's just a haze over toward that area. Nothing identified.
Okay, you stay southwest to west from 230 degrees to 270. Stay right in that area and keep an eye on that. You may be able to help 15 over there.
Receive.
You're at 258, is there anything more?
258.
JD, I'm at my residence, 34 Rockies, out of sight, and everything west of me. Maybe not a little city area.
Okay. From your location, where at? Okay, you're broken. Hard to read. I'm getting you're seeing something around the NIDA area, is that correct?
Everything's west of me. I don't have anything notable right now.
Okay, thank you.
EM-15 to ESC.
Go ahead.
From this location, I can see part of the line, but I'm obscured by trees. I feel like I need to move maybe a half mile or a mile west on 22.
Okay, that'd be fine. Go ahead and make that move. Attention all units, all listening stations. There is a tornado warning for far northwest Bryan County. The towns included would be Willow Springs, Meade, Silo, Kennefic. Does not include Calera, Durant, Armstrong, or Caddo at this time. Again, it does not include Colbert, Calera, Durant, Armstrong, or Caddo. It is to your west at this time. We're continuing to monitor it.
1400 DOC.
Go ahead, 1400.
Just sent you another picture, another lowering crossing the river south of Willow Springs right now. Slight rotation, nothing significant, but there is movement.
Okay, very good.
Do you want me to move down 70 to get back out in front of this wall cloud?
Yes, please.
Move in that direction.
EM-15 to ESC.
15, go ahead.
I'm sitting on the Blue River Bridge on 22, looking due west. I can see one lowered area that's getting ready to cross Highway 22 to my west. I can see a very dark area with lowering back to the north. It put it about my 300. And that looks right now like it's rain-wrapped, and I can't tell for sure what I'm seeing.
Okay, very good. Stay on that for me. Okay, all units, all listening stations. National Weather Service is now including Durant and Calera in the warning, and is including Durant and Calera in the warning. Caddo, you're on the edge. We're going to go ahead and activate sirens for Durant, Calera, and Caddo.
Choctaw 1408.
Hold your traffic, please. Okay, keep an eye to your west, southwest, 230 to 270, okay? 1400, what are you seeing?
I'm heading east on Highway 70, trying to get out of the rain and get back out in front of this thing. Right now, I'm not seeing any lowering on the front edge. It looks like to the south. We've got rain leading the front edge.
Okay. 1404, what are you seeing in your location?
I am just north or south of Silo Schools. No lowerings at this time that I can see. I'm going to head to Highway 78 and go back east.
Okay. Everybody hold the traffic, please. Everybody hold the traffic. Okay, if you're listening to us this morning, National Weather Service has extended the tornado warning now to include Meade, Silo, Durant, Armstrong, Caddo, Kennefic, into the northwest from there. Again, that's Calera, Durant, Armstrong, Caddo, Kennefic, Silo, and Meade to the north and west from there.
1400 EOC.
Go ahead.
I just crossed Silo Road. I have a lot of leaf debris blowing across the road. We got very strong straight line winds coming across the highway right now. Very low visibility and a lot of trash and leaf debris blowing across.
Okay. No limbs or anything of that nature?
No, sir.
Okay, good.
Clear AM to EM1.
Clear AM, go ahead.
The siren at the school is not working.
Okay, we'll try it again.
EM15 to ESC.
15, go ahead.
I am sitting on Blue River Bridge on 22, looking at zero. I've got a very significant lowered area. It appears to be a lowered wall cloud. That's a picture I just sent you. I've got two other lowered areas. I'm not seeing rotation, but the one to my due north is a significant lowering.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Everybody hold your traffic for just 1 second.
Clear EM, EM1. Wind is hit here. Along with torrential rain.
Okay. Butch, I'm not seeing anything right now on radar that would indicate an issue there, but we're going to keep an eye on it anyway. 21.
Go ahead.
Know what you're seeing.
It's like due west of my location at the Dairy Queen at Caddo. I see a dark area. Maybe rain wrap. It might be the same area that Tim's seen. I can't identify it.
Okay. Keep eyes on that. It's your 270 west, around to your northwest, toward about 310 to 320 degrees is where I need you
on. That's about where the dark area that looks like maybe rain wrap in that area.
Okay. Jeff Thrasher, tell me where you're at and what you're seeing.
I'm on Silo Road and the cell barn on Silo Road. Heavy rainfall at this time. I ain't seeing anything. I'm trying to get out of the rain.
Okay, very good. Okay, 21. I need you looking to your south, west, around 200 degrees for an area that we're watching on radar toward Armstrong, okay?
So the area you're watching?
Point in time due west of me. I can't tell if it has any movement, but I do see it a lowering at this point in time with no movement that I can tell.
Okay, we had to cover. Come back with your report again.
By due west, I do see a lowering, but I cannot tell at this point in time if it's rotating to the west of Caddo, Dairy Queen.
Okay, approximately how far away?
Probably I'd say maybe a good 8 miles away, guessing.
Okay, 15, are you okay on that?
Negative, I did not hear that traffic. I am just north of 48 and 22, still I've been watching.
Okay, everybody hold traffic.
Could you repeat the traffic on the one to the south?
Everybody hold traffic. Hold traffic. Okay, 15, come back.
Sorry, I did not get the traffic on whatever was to the south of me.
Okay, 21 is reporting from Caddo. To his west at 270, a significant lowering. I do need you also watching toward the Armstrong area. Both of you watching toward Armstrong. Attention all units, all listening stations. The National Weather Service just now issuing a tornado warning for the Atchley area. Again, a tornado warning for the Atchley area. Movement to the northeast at 55 miles an hour. Radar is indicating a possible tornado in the Atchley area. Movement to the northeast at 55.
7 to 1.
Unit with traffic.
CM 7 to 1.
7, go.
Yeah, chance fired up. That lowering is at my 270. My back door off of this here.
Okay, from Armstrong, looking west at 270 degrees. You have a lowering.
No rotation. Very slight. No rotation.
Okay, lowering, no rotation, west of Armstrong.
That is correct.
EM21, I can confirm that to my about 200 to 210 from my location. It looks like there is a lowering in that part, too.
Okay, from your location at Caddo, looking to your south-southwest, you're confirming the lowering near Armstrong, correct?
That's correct. It is possible also with rain at that point in time as well. But I can't see a lowering, but I can't make out if it's rotating or not.
Okay.
1400 EOC.
1400, go.
Made it down 70, back to Durant. Everything is so rain-wrapped here, there's nothing visible. Where do you want me to be at?
78 and the bypass.
Understood. Head in that direction.
That should put you in a position, if that actually storm, it should put you in a position to see it.
16 EOC, I am out. Do you need me to go anywhere?
Go out 70 to where the bypass comes to the old highway.
16, okay.
That'd be toward Bocchito, 16.
EM15.
15, go.
We have a lowering with a rotating cone. We are about a mile north of 48, looking to our... about 45, and we have huge inflow. It's bringing rain with it, and we have lost all visibility.
Okay, from Kennefic, basically, you're looking to your northeast. Is that correct?
We are moving.
Okay. Was I correct on your location? You're looking to your northeast, correct?
Northeast of Kennefic.
Okay, if you're listening to us in Caney, this will be coming your way. Okay, 1521, Weather Service is indicating a tornado near Kennefic. That's exactly what you're seeing. The movement is to the northeast at 50. 21, do you see that?
I see a lowering at that point. I can't tell if it's rotation or not, but that would be the area of general concern.
EM 13, EOC.
13, go.
We are moving south on 48 from Kennepig, trying to get out of this rain.
Okay, very good. 1404, I need the location, make sure you're okay in a report.
I'm at Highway 78 and Silo Road. Light rains, they just now let up.
Silo Road and 78, is that correct?
Affirmative.
Okay, I need you looking to your northeast, somewhere in the 45-degree range, around to your 360 due north, and keep an eye for Tim and them. They're in rain.
360.
15 to EOC.
Tango.
We are eastbound on 22 now. By the way, 13's with me. I picked him up at Kennepig. The inflow has changed from our location, but it is still going into that same cell. So now we have strong inflow from the south, whereas on 48 we had strong inflow from the west.
Okay, I need to know the exact location that you're describing the threat area. I need to know an exact location. Is it north of 22?
15. It is north of 22. It's probably about, I would guess, 2 miles north of 22 by now.
Okay, very good. 21, you need to keep an eye on that. It'd be looking to your northwest at between 330 and 360.
Received, like I said, a lowering.
Go ahead.
Might actually see something. You might see the funnel at that point.
Is it north of 22 from your location as well? 21. I need to know if it's north of 22 or not.
Can't tell at this point in time. I am now just in heavy, heavy rain.
Okay, 15.
15. I don't know what crossroad we're near, but still moving eastbound on 22. The inflow is very strong to the north of us.
Okay. Again, 22, you're probably near Half Power Road, possibly.
Roger that. I think we just passed it.
Okay. From where you're at, you're looking to the northeast, correct?
From where we're at, I'm expecting it's probably due north. And I'm judging that by the way the rain's going in flow. We are still completely rain-wrapped.
Okay, hold up. Don't go any further. Stay out of the rain.
EOC, by moving east, we are getting out of the rain.
Okay. All right, I understand. Thank you. 1404, need you watching their back.
I am.
Can you see anything from where you're at?
No, there's too much rain in between me and there.
Okay.
1400
EOC. This morning in the Caney, Atoka area, our spotters have a possible tornado moving to the northeast between, it's north of 22 Highway. Between Kennepig and Caddo, moving to the northeast out of Bryan into Atoka County.
PM 15 to EOC.
15, go ahead.
We are probably 2 miles east of Caddo, west of Caddo, looking to our just off north, maybe 10 degrees. We can see a very dark area that is rain-wrapped, but that appears to be the center of everything.
Okay, very good. Stay on that focus. We don't see anything else that would threaten you right at this point. Just stay on that.
1400 EOC.
1400, go ahead.
In position 78 bypass.
Okay, do you see anything of significance? From your southeast around to your east, I would guess it's 90 degrees back to 180.
negative. It looks, I mean, it's nothing but a haze at this point. But I don't see anything that's lowered, or I'm not seeing anything right now.
Okay, are you rain free, or is your visibility fairly good?
Visibility is fine. I've got a little bit of rain here, but I think I'm so far on the back side of this thing that I'm just getting the trail end of it.
Okay, very good. 1408, I'm just checking your welfare. Did you make it through there okay?
ESC, this is 1408. I am on 69 near Caddo. Rain, trying to stay out of it.
Okay, you can meet up with our 21 unit at the Dairy Queen. That's where he's stationed.
Received, en route.
Okay, National Weather Service is issuing a new tornado warning. This one is going to include Kenefick, Caddo, and points to the north and east, on up into Atoka County. It includes Caney, Tushka, Lane, Bentley, Atoka, looks like all the way up to Stringtown. Again, that is a new tornado warning. That's the only one in the county now. The others have dropped. If you're in Caddo, Kenefick area, you're the only two towns in warnings at this point in time in Bryan County. Again, the other warnings in Bryan County have dropped, other than the Kenefick, Caddo area. You're still under a tornado warning.
7-1.
7, go.
Looking at my 270, so starting to see some clearing. The rain has let up, and the wind has died down. So you can kind of look at that on your radar and see your reference.
Okay, from the Armstrong area, looking west at 270, starting to see clearing on the horizon.
Affirmative.
Okay, 21 and 15, I need to know you're okay and what you're seeing.
EM-15, we have come through Caddo. We are just on the east side of Caddo, looking to the north. We are still having the inflow that is now going to the northwest, and we cannot see any of the dark-centered area we had before.
Okay, very good. 21, you okay?
Yeah, roger. Still a rain ramp to the north of it. I do see clearing to the south.
Okay. 16.
16, I'm at the intersection of the old highway and the new bypass. I am looking at about 349 degrees north. Just to the west of me, it's clearing. And right in front of me, there's a lot of rain. I can't tell with the trees in front of me, but right where I am by the light, it is light wind and light rain.
Okay. When you see rain leave there, go east a little further for me, and I'll send you probably no further than blue, okay?
16's okay.
EM-15 to EOC.
15, go.
Still at this same location on the east side of Caddo. I'd like to proceed north up the old road, moving back towards 6975. My visibility is increasing dramatically.
Okay, go ahead and go north on the old highway.
1404, EOC.
1404, go ahead.
I'm going to go on the east a little ways.
Okay. Keep an eye on their backside.
1400 ESP.
1400, go.
Do you want me to follow in toward Bokuto on the bypass or head back west to see, look for debris?
Go back west. I've got 16 going to go east there. I just wanted you on that hill just to make sure on that one storm coming out at you.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything over that way. And looking at radar, I mean, it's just looking like a bunch of rain.
Affirmative. They've dropped every warning except for northern Bryan County, Caddo and Kennefic are just barely still in the warned area right now. That is the, if you're listening to us, there are no towns in Bryan County, with the exception of Kennefic and Caddo, in a tornado warned area. All other towns in Bryan County, all warnings have expired.
EM-15 to EOC.
15, go with your traffic.
We are proceeding north on the old road out of Caddo. We have a lowered area in front of us. It does not appear to be significant at this time. Looking back to our west toward Kennefic, it looks like anything north of 22 is probably cleared by now. There's still quite a bit of rain back to the Kennefic area.
Okay, I was clear. You have a lowering north of you. That's on the old highway north of 22 at Caddo.
Correct, on the lowering north of 22, north of the old road north of 22.
Okay. Again, if you're listening to us in Atoka County, this would be coming your way. That would be Caney, Lane, Bentley, you guys in that area. All units, all listening stations, National Weather Service is issuing a new tornado warning for Atoka County. Again, it is for Atoka County from 7:24 to 8:15. Tornado warning for Atoka County. 15, that's probably that storm you're seeing, I would bet.
15, roger that. We've stopped right before you get on 6975. Looking to our about 340, there is one lowered area, and that appears to be where the inflow is going to.
Okay, looking to your north at about 340 degrees from the old highway and 75 north of Caddo, correct?
That is correct. So this spot is just west of 6975, looks to be kind of in the Caney area.
Okay, very good.
Repeat.
4 ELC.
Go ahead.
Highway 78, 48 Junction. Where do you want me to go from here?
What's your visibility there?
No rain.
To Kennefic, and then we'll adjust from there.
You say go to Kennefic?
Affirmative. Look in that area, see if you can see any signs of damage from around 48 and 22 in that area.
Where you see?
Okay, guys. The tornado warning that was in effect for Kennefic and Caddo has now expired. At this time, there are no towns in Bryan County in any kind of warning. Again, at this time, no towns in Bryan County are under any kind of warning. The Caddo-Kennefic area is, that tornado warning was allowed to expire. It is now moved on up into Atoka County. Tushka, Atoka, Stringtown, on up toward Lehigh, all up in that area. You're still tornado warned if you're listening up in that area. 1408, did you join up with 21?
Affirmative. We're here at the Derrick.
Okay, was clear.
EM21 to UFC.
Go ahead, 21.
Do you want me to hold position or start looking around for damage possibly west of here?
Hold for the minute.
Receive.
15, are you still on 75 where the old highway comes into 75 North Caddo?
Correct. We have very light rain, just sprinkles, and real light wind. We've lost that inflow for that cell.
Okay, it was clear. 21, check Caddo and to the east on 22 ways for any, see if you see any tree limbs, power lines, any kind of damage. 1408, if you will check from Caddo down toward Durant. on 75, same thing. 15, if you'll come back down 75, go west on 22. I have 1404 in the Kennefic area. Check.
15 received.
1408.
16 EOC.
16, go ahead.
I am looking at 49 degrees about northeast, light rain, wind about 5 to 10 miles an hour, about a mile east on 70 past Robinson Road in blue.
Okay, very good. Do you see anything of any tree limbs or power lines, any issues like that?
I don't see any. As I was coming on 70, I'll head up toward Bocchito and see if there's any out that way.
Okay, just stay rain free. Stay behind us.
16's okay.
21.
Go ahead.
When you get east of Caddo to Robinson Road, take Robinson Road south and come back to 70 and come back that way.
Receive.
EM 21 to Drain EOC.
21.
Looks like here in town there's a tree that knocked over and knocked over a power line. PD, Caddo PD is here blocking the road, so.
Where at in Caddo?
Stand by.
Is that all you've seen?
So far. It's just power line going from one section to another. Looks like maybe an old tree.
Okay.
1400 ESC.
1400 go.
Looks like Mead is clear. The only thing I saw was a couple antennas on top of houses that have been knocked over. But everything else looks good.
Okay, very good, Jeff.
EM21 to EOC. It's a 200 block of McFerrin here in Caddo.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
16 EOC.
16, go ahead.
I am looking about 32 degrees northeast at 70 and Walker in Bocchito. Very light rain and almost no wind here.
Okay, very good.
EM15 to ESC.
15, go ahead.
We are on the next section line west of Kildee, off of 22, moving northbound looking for debris.
Okay, very good.
1408, EOC.
1408, go ahead.
I am getting off 75 at Armstrong to check the town and our warehouse there for any damage.
Very good, 1408. Thank you.
EM15 to EOC.
15, go.
We went about 3 miles north on that dirt road off of 22. That appeared to be the area near where that cone-shaped loring was. I saw no debris. I've come back to west on 22 to Kennefic. I've dropped off 13. I need to stand down if that's okay.
Affirmative. Go ahead and stand down.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you guys going out.
Or EOC.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I'm sent all the way to Coleman. Everything looks good.
Okay. Appreciate you checking. Why don't you go ahead and head on back.
Where you see?
1408, you.
1408, go.
Our Armstrong warehouse is off.
Very good. We'll go ahead and release you now then. You can come here or wherever you.
Right.
EO 21 to 1.
21, go
ahead. Check down 78 all the way to Ashley. Turn around and heading north back on 78. So far, so good.
Okay, very good. Appreciate that, Gary.
You're on.
1601, I'm at my residence.
Okay, have a good day, Jack.
Thank you, sir. You have a good one, too.
Bokito 6, show me 10-7.
AM4, ELC.
4.
Be out of my residence.